The new school year starts in 15 days, and it'll be a slightly strange experience for thousands of teenagers who have finished school and they've graduated. They'll be spending their first day of term out in the world for the first time in years. Maybe in a job, prepping for further study, which might involve a move to the city, or some will be taking that ubiquitous gap year. East Kimberley College school captain for 2020 and Year 12 graduate Brady English is looking forward to 2021. Brady's got big plans and some serious study ahead at university. The Kununurra 18-year-old told Hinako Shiraishi what he plans to do.
I had a very positive experience in high school. I've made lifelong friends in my high school time. My education was amazing. Being in small classes, you get a lot of time with your teachers, whereas down in a per school, in a big per school, you may only get about 2-3 minutes with your teacher before she has to go talk to another student. Where you have 4 or 5 kids in a class, you can get 10-15 minutes per student. So it's pretty good.
What are you most proud of achieving in high school?
I'm most proud of achieving school captain this year, I think. I enjoy being in the role. It provided me a lot of opportunity, and I had the amazing chance to spend a lot of time with younger kids and, show them how to do the right thing.
When you were younger, when you were a young kid at the school, did you want to be school captain? Was that the goal?
No, I didn't really plan on becoming school captain. That sort of just happened. I've always enjoyed being a bit of a leader of the group, though. It's been a natural role, I'd say.
And now that you've finished high school and you've finished as school captain of East Kimberley College, what are you going to do now?
At the moment, I'm in Narrambeen working for my family on their farm. But on the 22nd of February, I plan to go start over at UWA on a Bachelor of Science majoring in synthetic chemistry.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow. Yeah. So you're going to go down to Perth?
Yep, I will. And I'll be moving over on the 2nd of February. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. And so once you finish with your studies there, do you plan on coming back to the Kimberley?
Yeah, I actually do plan on coming back up to the Kimberley eventually. I really love it up there. The quietness and the scenery, I think it really can't be matched in many places.
And what are you looking forward to doing in Perth while you're studying?
Experiencing a bit of city life. I've spent 9 years up in Kununurra, so it'd be nice to have a nice change for a little while and make a whole bunch of new friends down in Perth.
And what about your friends here in the Kimberley? What are they going to do?
So most of my mates are actually heading down to Perth as well. A couple off to Sydney to try out a bit of the lifestyle over there. But yeah, no, most of them coming down to uni as well.
Looking back on this year past, 2020, it's been the COVID year. What kind of experience was that like having school during that difficult period?
A lot of uncertainty during this COVID period. Especially towards the start, when the Kimberley was a bit more affected in the earlier bit of 2020. So we weren't sure whether we were going to have our ball or not, our senior school ball. We weren't sure what was going to happen to our ATAR examinations. Because of our ATAR examinations being affected, we weren't sure how uni was going to work, how we were going to get into uni. Yes, just a lot of uncertainty around it all. But in the end, we ended up getting opportunities presented to us because of how we were affected by COVID, which ended up benefiting us.
And if you could look back on when you first started high school and give yourself one piece of advice, what would it be?
Oh, I know it sounds a bit cliche, but I would always tell my younger self just to be myself, to be who you are. And I think that's something that rings true for a lot of kids.
That's Brady English, and he's from Kununurra. Last year, he was the school captain for the East Kimberley College, and he's graduated Year 12. Brady was speaking there to Hinako Shiraishi, and he's off to university this year. Synthetic chemistry is on the cards. But how about that? Advice to your younger self, just be true to yourself and do what you want to do and need to do.